Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. I pray you've had a great day today and that it's been filled by Almighty God, and that you have been reaching out to others around about you, trying to help others to find the right road to travel through this life upon, so that they too can make heaven their home. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and our minds, to be receptive, Father, unto this your word, that it can be burned in our hearts and minds, so that we never forget it, Father, and that we can walk straight, strong, according to your will and your way, and with your word, Father, reaching out with the gospel to help others that are walking in darkness and bringing them to the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm asking, Father, be with us through this study. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. As I said, we're going to be in that 7th chapter of Hebrews. And we're going to be starting off here, talking about another king. Here in verse 1, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Now you see, he's got several different titles, because he is one that is has a lot of things as Christ did. He's also the one really that started our tithing of paying 10%. And that began with Abraham. Now, verse 3 tells us that he was without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. You know, I've read this chapter many times, and I understood about this as far as what we are reading about it. Never really hit me to the point of really wondering, where did he come from? It said he had no father, no mother. He didn't have the beginning of days, nor the end of life. It says, but he was made like unto the Son of God. In other words, Jesus. And he abideth a priest continually. So you see, he's still a priest. Now, I got to wondering just a little earlier this evening, sitting here waiting to come on, I got to thinking about something that I had known about for a long time. In the book of Revelations, we are told that they are seven spirits of God that we know really nothing about, because it don't tell us anymore. So now it's got me kind of wondering, is this Melchizedek one of them? Could very well be. We know he's come from God. We do know that. We do know that he is now a priest continually. 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoils. In other words, the tenth that he had taken and made. Now, 5. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law that is of their brother, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. So you see, it kind of started something. 6. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. You see, Melchizedek also blessed Abraham. Because he had those promises of Almighty God, the covenant and all that God had made with him, and the promises he had made to Abraham about his seed and all of that. And Melchizedek had blessed him because of that. So you see, he had to really have that connection to the Father. Now, 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Now we know that we all walk less, and we are blessed by Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And usually those blessings are brought to you and I by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, 8, and here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. He still liveth, even though they would be in tithes paid. Here in 9, and as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. When Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in his loins. In other words, Levi hadn't been even conceived yet. Now, but you see, all of this lets you and I know how much God really knows us and how long he has known each one of us. We did not start even conception. At conception, God spoke us into that. But we were before that, just as he's telling us here in verse 9, Levi also, who received the tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father. You see, he had never even been conceived in his mother's womb. This lets you and I know that we are not here by mistake or by chance. We are here because God put us here. Now, when we step out of this life and into the next life, those of us that are born again to go be with Jesus, we are told in God's word that then we will know as we are known. We're going to know things then that right now we can't even imagine. Think about that. Now, 11. therefore, perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. Further need was there that another priest should raise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron. Now we know that Aaron was over the Levitical priesthood, his family, and it was his sons and all that were made priests. And you see, we know now that the law could not do for mankind all should have been able to receive from it, because they were not yet filled with the Holy Spirit. They dealt with God, yes. And some of God's close mankind, like Moses, Joshua, and Isaiah, and Jeremiah, and all of those. But they were men and on their own. And the Lord God knew that we needed something more in order to be able to have what he wanted us to have. And he made and sent the Lord Jesus, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ, his son, to the earth. And when he made him, appointed him as priest, he done it after the order of Melchizedek. Now, so we know, pardon me, that there had to be a real, real close connection there. And I do believe that when we really find out where he came from, we're going to find out that he is one of those seven spirits of God. Now, 11. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should raise after the order of Melchizedek, not being called after the order of Aaron? Now, that's the second time I've read that, because wanted you to really see that there was another one that was raised, and that was the Lord Jesus. And yet he was made that priest after the same order as Melchizedek. You know, it's things like that that we can read scripture over and over and over and over until we get to the point that when God gives us the revelation of that, we're able to accept it. Because when we get a revelation of something we know nothing about, that we've heard nothing about, that acceptance comes very, very, very hard. And most usually, it leads even to rejection. So God knows when to do it. Now, priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. The change of the law. Now, 13. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. 14. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Because you see, under the law, priesthood and all were from the family of Levi and Aaron, his family, which were Levites. Now, yet we're talking about one now that is not coming out of that line. Do you wonder who he's talking about? Here in 15. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest. Now do you know who he's talking about? He's talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 16, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. After that order, because he was one with no beginning and no end. That's the order that Jesus was made after. Now, 18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and the unprofitableness thereof. 19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope dead, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Uh-oh. Where's that word the church to this day don't like? And we're being told that the law didn't make anything perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope, which was Jesus, did. Did what? What did it do? It made things perfect. You see, it's not the idea of this physical body being perfect. It's the idea of the Spirit reaching that maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ to where there is no sin in it. That has all been taken away and cut out. And it does not go out here and commit more sin. We're told we can't sin. We're told why we can't. We'll be getting into that later, too. Now, and not too far down the road. Yeah, we still got quite a bit to go before we get to that point. Quite a few days yet. Now, and in as much as not without an oath, he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath. Those under the law, they wasn't made priests by an oath. But they was made priests by commandment, but not by oath. But this with an oath by him that saith unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Pretty strong, isn't it? About as strong as it can be spoken. Now, 22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. This new testament. This testament in his blood that you and I have today. Think about that. It is the best testament. 23. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. They didn't suffer to continue by reason of death. Those priests, those Levitical priests, the priests of the law, they killed animals. But this man, speaking about Jesus, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. It's unchangeable. 24 or 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's always there making intercession, talking to the Father for you and I. And as Satan talks against us, he's there to speak and talk for us. Now, 26. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Think about that. 27. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people? For this he did once, when he offered up himself. You see, he became our offering once and forever. It doesn't have to be done every day. Now, and then you see God has made the way for us to make heaven our home and to know how to get there by keeping, having his word recorded and kept down through the years so that we can have it today. And we know that it works when we work, when we believe, when we stand in faith and in the love of Almighty God, it works. 28. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. In other words, they've got some things wrong. But the law priests anyway. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. It's finished. It's complete. It is done by Almighty God. Not like the other priests. But still today, we're trying to live by the law, and they are still having to make their sacrifices and all day by day by day, when Jesus made the one, to last continually, forever. For those that will accept him, follow him, and keep God's word, his commandments, his statutes, and his way and his will today. Because we have been covered by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why we can walk today in the power of Almighty God, doing whatsoever that he will call upon us to do. But we have to get to the point of knowing the Lord Jesus, who he is, knowing the Father, knowing the Holy Spirit, and also knowing who we are and knowing how we stand. His will and his way, not ours. We may want one thing, but he may have something else planned for us. And we won't know that until he tells us what it is. And he will let you know. May not be as soon as you'd like it to be, but it will be on his time, his way, because he knows when we can accept and when we're not able to. Just as he is when he gives us those spiritual gifts. He gives to every man, several as he will. But he's not going to give you something that he knows you will not use, and he's not going to give it to you until you are really ready to receive it and begin using it. These are things we need to know and accept today. And it's not being taught in many of our churches. The churches have grown weak, walked away from God, teaching things that are contrary to his word, and bringing things in to their people that should never be brought in through that door. That's not only sin, but it is even to the point of being an abomination unto the Lord God. We need to be praying for them that they'll repent, get back into the Word of God in truth, and teach by the Holy Spirit instead of by the opinions and traditions of man. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this evening, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share this word, not only with us, but through the internet, Father. We can reach out into the distance, into the world, Father, with this gospel. And we pray that those that hear this gospel, Father, will come to a knowledge of knowing that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and that they will go to him and repent. Let him know, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive my sins and save me. And Lord Jesus, come into my life and use me according to your will and your way, making me a child of the living God and teaching me the truth of thy word. Keep me ever looking up. Keep me in your word, studying every day, and having a time of prayer to talk to my Heavenly Father. If you said that prayer, you're on your way. And Father, for those that are walking in sickness and disease, we ask them, Father, to reach out and receive. Lay claim on their healing. It was given to them more than 2,000 years ago because it was given to them by the stripes that the Lord Jesus Christ bore. It's by his stripes that we are healed. But we must claim it, receive it, stand on it, and believe it, just knowing it is so. And it'll be done. And I know we have Father to hear it that is in need of it. I pray, Father, that if through this message they find that healing, or they find the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, that they will let us know. They can always reach me by phone, by calling 502-475, once again, 502-475-8559. Now, Father, as we separate, be with us. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. Let us rest through the night. Let us wake early, Father, come morning, and so we can be back into your word at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Father, we praise you. We praise your holy name. And Father, we thank you for everything that we have, everything that we are. We give you thanks. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. Have a great night. Hold on to God, he'll hold on to you. Have a good one. And may you be back with me again come morning at 10 a.m. Good night.